The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is everything you want to know about electric composters. Electric composters are simple appliances about the size of a countertop bread maker that can turn your kitchen scraps into nutrient-rich dirt. Most electric composters can produce that dirt in less than 24 hours. You can then use the finished product directly on your lawn, in your garden, or add it to existing compost as enrichment. Here's everything you want to know about electric composters. Electric composters, what to know. First, as a vegetable gardener and someone who tries to be a good steward of Mother Earth, these devices have been on my radar for some time. Alas, I didn't think I knew anyone using them and wanted to check them out before I invested. On a recent trip to visit family in Boston, I discovered that I could see one in action. I got to see one of the pioneers in the industry, a Lomi. Here's how they had their system set up. A lidded bin lined with a compostable bag sits near the sink in their kitchen. Any veggie waste, eggshells, coffee grounds, and small remnants of finished meals go into the bin. When it's full, the whole kit and caboodle gets dropped into the Lomi, which is on a shelf in their laundry room, and started. The Lomi offers a few different settings. When it's finished, the compost is dumped into a storage bin that they empty periodically in outdoor beds. I was hooked and asked myself, what's everything you want to know about electric composters? Researching ensued. I knew I wanted as large of a capacity as I could find, and I also knew mine would be located on a kitchen counter, so I was looking for a pleasing aesthetic. What I ended up settling on was the Vigo Garden Composter, and let me tell you why. First, it had the largest capacity for the machine size, which was 4 liters. I was already a fan of the brand and think their quality is impressive. Plus, I also had a bunch of loyalty points from previous purchases. Combining those with a recent Labor Day sale brought the price down almost in half, and at a regular price of $579.95, that mattered. So what does it make? Second, here's the skinny. Vigo meal is the nutrient-rich output from your Vigo kitchen composter. So it isn't really compost, and it's not really dirt, but achieves much of the same benefit like reduced waste to landfills that can be used on your lawn, garden, or houseplants. It also maintains viable nutrients to nourish your plants. Plus, it eliminates the management of large outdoor compost systems. No more smelly piles, nor worry about wildlife and rodents. It also has a cleaning mode and is whisper quiet. Many competitors aren't. Next, the other benefits that Vigo boasted weren't so interesting to me, but I have found that I really enjoy them as I'm getting to know my machine. My very favorite is the clear glass lid and backlight. Fun to peek in and monitor with a process. The other really cool feature is a built-in scale. It works in tandem with the Vigo app. You place your scraps in the machine and select which setting you want. The machine weighs the scraps, then updates you on the process via Wi-Fi on an app. It keeps a record of what you process, when, how long it took, and what cycle you used. It also maintains a rolling total of how your machine reduces your family's carbon footprint. Pretty cool. Electric composters. Issues. Finally, I should note that on my very first run, I was out on errands and was notified that my machine was experiencing a problem and had paused. The Vigo shut itself down to protect the motor until I could remove a clog. Yes, I put an item in that was contraband and had to remove it because I hadn't read all the directions. My system is simple. I add scraps to a small bin like the one I described above. I compost, then dump into a planter or in the yard. Pretty basic, but it works for my house. In summary, I'm very pleased. I'm reducing waste, adding good stuff back to my plants, and enjoying the benefits of pretty, healthy gardens.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.